This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, did you see the big announcement over the weekend?
Maybe. I don't know.
Kourtney Kardashian, at the age of 44, announced she is pregnant with Travis Barker's baby.
I did see that. Didn't they announce it at one of his shows?
Boy! They recreated, is it all the small things video? Basically, she's holding up a sign saying, Travis, I'm pregnant, in the middle of the concert. But she's really, like, she's pregnant. She's showing. So he knew, clearly, right, that she was pregnant. But it was a cute way to announce it to the world.
Public announcement.
I thought, oh, that's cute. I like the way you guys did that. Recreate the scene from the video.
Now, man, we should have done that.
It freaked me out a little because she's my age. I mean, girl, we ain't trying to get pregnant over here. Stop.
Hey, maybe they weren't trying either, but it happened. You know what I'm saying?
They paid a lot of money and did a lot of IVF. So that's stay on my IUD and mind my own business. No more babies at 44, people.
I mean, not for you, but definitely for her. I mean, hey, still a congratulations, nah?
Obviously. Right? I think this is great for Kourtney and Travis. I think it will also be interesting to watch to see if their dynamic of their madly in love relationship changes with kids.
Parenting styles now.
You can't wrap your legs around somebody 24 hours a day when you have a baby. Like,
true.
It's going to change how much attention you're giving each other, period.
They both got a couple kids already anyway.
They're going to be great parents.
Right.
But will it affect their... I'm curious.
We'll see.
A ticket a minute starting at 8 a.m. this morning.
Frantic. That feels so... A ticket a minute.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be really cool.
We are going to be giving away a ticket every minute for Summerfest starting at 8 o'clock because it is go time. Summerfest is here, baby. Are you ready for this?
Here right now. Right here. Right now. I don't know if I am ready for it. I don't know if I'm ready for Summerfest every year. And then the day hits and I'm like, yeah.
I already have plans to go Thursday night.
For real?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes. My girl's like, you want to go? I'm like, yes. Yep. I sure do.
Wow.
Let's go. Opening night.
You loaded up quick. Look at you.
Why not? Let's go.
I'm a crash. I'm coming with.
Come on. You're more than welcome. Come on.
We'll see.
Summerfest kicking off this week, and we are going to be giving you a ticket a minute starting at 8 a.m.
Wow.
So make sure you're back here for that. And trust me, we won't just give you one single ticket. We'll make sure you have tickets to bring a friend at least.
Okay. At least.
Could you imagine?
One ticket.
One by one. I guess.
I thought that's what we were doing. No.
We kind of are.
Right.
Ticket event is starting this morning at 8 a.m. for Summerfest because it's here and it kicks off on Thursday, everybody.
You get a ticket. Hey, everybody.
Okay, I don't know what you did this weekend. I know it was Father's Day, but I did two very cool things.
You doubled up.
I doubled up.
You double dipped on the fun, huh?
I went on a date.
Look at you.
Look at me. I did it. I got back out there. I went on a date on Friday.
Okay.
I will tell you about that later in the show. You will not hear about my date right now.
Fine.
But Saturday night, I went to see an improv show because our class...
Excuse me?
I told you I was going.
You actually did it?
I did it.
You went without me? How dare you?
I told you I was going.
I didn't think you meant it.
You were serious? You were really going?
I thought you were just trying to make me jealous.
I was not, which is why I invited you, DC.
I know, but yeah, what's up?
Well, we have our improv class every Tuesday, and they've encouraged us to go see a show on the weekends because we are performing in a week and a half, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
A week from Tuesday, we perform for our show.
Right.
And I don't really understand what I'm doing. So I went to an improv show this weekend so I could understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're screwed.
What do you mean? Does anybody understand what they're doing when they're doing improv? Right? Ain't that the point?
The people there did on the weekend. The people I bought tickets to go see.
Well, they got paid for it.
They were really good.
Really?
I looked at them and I went, we're screwed. They know what they're doing. We're so bad.
Well, you're comparing yourself to like professionals though. Well, I mean, we're professionals in other regards.
But they just jumped on and off the stage. Like, we're going to need the teacher to talk to us for five minutes.
Coach us.
Between each game.
Or what's the rules for this one again?
What is this game we're doing?
What about the fuzzy duck?
Comedy Sports, the show was great.
Yeah.
It was jam-packed.
Really?
They must sell that place out. I was like, this is amazing. It had like, there was a baseball team in there, kids.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. So they'd be doing events and stuff like that.
There was a lot. There's birthday parties.
I'm not even surprised.
A lot of people there.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Mm-hmm. So how long was the show?
It had a halftime.
Oh.
Less 2 hours or less.
About 2 hours. Yeah. Give or take some time. Man, that is a really cool event space, though. I got to get to one of them shows. I still ain't been.
Well, you only have 1 week left before our show.
Guess where I'm going?
This weekend. So I went on a date and I went to an improv show.
That's what's up.
What did you do this weekend?
Honestly, we celebrated Father's Day. Mm-hmm. We celebrated Father's Day and kept looking for houses.
How was Father's Day?
Father's Day was fun.
Yeah.
Father's Day was definitely fun.
Yeah.
So we went home, saw our parents, did a whole little double dip on our Father's Day.
How was Gurnee?
Our Gurnee, Illinois. You know, Gurnee was fun. Basically, Waukegan, too, was good because we saw my dad. We got some barbecue, hit a Mission barbecue over there by the mall. Oh, man, it was good.
Nice.
It was good. And then we got to play at the park with baby Sammy for a little bit. He ran around every single jungle gym thing, slide, whatever he could get his hands on, he was up there. His face was all red and looking swollen. I was like, all right, man, we're going to get you some water and sit you down, boy. You're going too crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we saw Aaron's family for their Father's Day, too. And every time we're there, it's like, all right, the whole gang's here. Everybody's playing in the streets because they live on a dead end. So everybody's going crazy in the streets, back and forth. Mm-hmm. Sammy got a bike. They gave him a bike.
Oh, he got a bike.
Well, everybody,
does he fit on a bike?
Yeah, he can fit on the bike. He just doesn't care to pedal. He wants you to push him.
Right, of course.
Right? So, but yeah, they gave him a bike. His cousins gave him one of their old bikes, a little baby bike. They literally, all four of them, ran to the house, got their old bike out of wherever it was, found training wheels, put it on him, and brought it to him. So that he could ride around with them.
That's
like, so
awesome.
The cousins could all ride around together. I was like, y'all better stop.
Sammy got a bike this week.
Yeah, man, I thought I was going to get a bike.
Well, that was your Father's Day gift, watching Sammy get a bike.
And it was wholesome.
And
it
not
was
having
great.
To go buy one. It saved you a whole lot.
And tell me that. What? Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Well, let's hear something cool everybody did this weekend. 414-533-1037. Did you go on a date like me? Did you go to an improv show? Maybe you watched your kid get his first bike, which is actually an emotional thing for a lot of parents, you know?
How was your Father's Day? What's the word? What'd you do this weekend?
Tell us something cool you did. We will take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. And don't forget, giving away a ticket a minute starting at 8 a.m. for Summerfest. What? Leave me alone, okay? It's Monday morning, and I looked at DZ and I said, where's the remote? Where's the remote for the TV?
DZ, did you take the remote again?
And then I realized that he goes, Allie, and it was sitting right next to me. It literally in my workspace. I was holding the remote the whole time.
It wasn't even in your peripherals because it was right in your line of sight, dog. You might as well have been holding it.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't even see the TV anyway in the studio, but I wanted it on for some reason.
Allie, you seen my computer? You see my computer, no. Allie?
You're on it.
I'm using it.
That's what I just did. The worst.
I just got to give you a little grief.
I would too. This is like when you're on your phone and you can't find it, and you go, "Where's my phone?" But you're talking on it.
Same thing. Can you call me? Texting somebody. Can you call my phone?
I can't find my phone. Okay, so don't forget, by the way, a ticket a minute starting at 8 a.m. this morning for Summerfest. You want to be here to win. And if you're going to have to go into work, turn on the Odyssey app and listen that way.
That's the best way to do it.
We're talking about what you did this weekend. Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. I said I went on a date, which I'll tell you about later.
Look at you.
An improv show. DZ had a moment with Sammy on Father's Day, riding his first bike for the first time.
I mean, riding.
I'm just saying.
Riding.
Well, you know.
Air quotes.
He's sitting on the bike. We'll start there.
He was holding the handlebars at least. There was a start.
That was a start, man. Mike is in Hartford this morning. Pull up his theme song. Sexy back. Oh, good morning, Mike.
Hey.
Morning. Good morning.
What's the word, Mike? How we doing, man?
Good.
Good.
I'm a sap for anything that Eileen makes me personally, and I got her her things for Father's Day from daycare, I planted grass before her birthday party, and I always had her help me water the grass.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that would be a core memory for her because on the thing it said, my dad's favorite thing to do is water the grass.
Aww, what? You a lawn dad.
And then the last one was, my favorite part about my dad is his heart.
Oh, those are the dude. Those things they send home from daycare will destroy you. Like yeah. you will oh, be yeah. an emotional yeah, I, damaged
really?
Person. Oh, yeah, it's so
I will,
sweet.
I will gladly admit I ugly cried in the car on the way home reading it. So,
hey, salute and one the admission, two just doing it, man. Of course, if you yep. love it, you got to feel that oh, emotion.
Yeah. Wow, when you get those from daycare where your kid said all these great things about you, uh-huh. that really hits in the feels, especially when your kid can't talk that much.
You said they said that?
Yeah.
My kid loves me.
About me?
Oh my God, they think I'm cool.
She thinks I'm 4 years old, too. So, I mean, I got that going for
y'all
me.
Are the same age.
Very nice. They are. They
twins!
Are. Surprise! Mike, thanks for calling. Lord. Happy yep, Father's Day. One,
you too, man. We'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
Becca is in West Bend this morning. She did something fun this weekend. Hey, Becca, tell us something cool you did.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so on Saturday, it was my boyfriend's parents' 40th wedding anniversary.
40th? And,
what's that, the ruby?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I think it's the ruby anniversary.
It's amazing we haven't killed each other yet anniversary. That's amazing. It's amazing. Wow.
But what'd you guys do? Well, what was the word? What was the party like? How come we didn't get an invite?
Yeah.
They rented out Cedar Creek Farm. So they had hay rides. They had a little, like, petting zoo type thing.
My
they
gosh.
Had. I know. They had a live band. They had.
Damn! This is like
houses.
It's like a festival.
They went all out.
It a was, band and
yeah.
a farm?
They went all out.
Jeez.
It was a whole thing. So, it was amazing.
Well, when
was
you put a, up with somebody that long, you deserve to have a party like that. Let's
right?
be real.
Splurge a little bit. What'd mm-hmm. they do? Did they renew vows or was it just like a nice little get together with all the friends and fam?
Yeah, just like a little reunion. It was a good time to celebrate.
Right. Of
nice.
Course.
Little summer party.
Of course. That's fun.
I was looking where Cedar Creek is. Is it in Jackson, Cedar Creek Farms?
Yeah, no? right outside of Jackson, mm-hmm. between Jackson and Cedarburg.
Port Washington.
Perfect.
I see a couple things. Well,
yeah.
happy anniversary to them for 40
mm-hmm.
years.
Cheers to 40
me.
Years.
Ain't gonna be me.
Stop.
No,
it's gonna be us.
It's gonna be you and Aaron.
Right.
And I'll be at your party going, well, you did it!
And us doing 40 years on this show too. Bet. Watch.
Okay.
Let's go.
I might be dead, I'll be here.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Becca, what did we just start?
You know what? If you can be 80 and be the president, you can be 80 and be on this show.
That part. Thank you. It's the optimism for me. It's the optimism for me. Becca, have a good rest of your day. We appreciate you sharing.
Bye, Becca.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
Bye.
Last but not least, you know who he is. He's in Calabama.
I don't know who it is.
Ryan
oh.
in Calabama. You're right. You did.
So you got to tell me who it is first.
My bad.
What's the word, fam?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's something cool you did this weekend?
So we had our 6th year anniversary this weekend.
Aww.
Hey, we got the spectrums.
We do.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
6 years in the
that,
mix.
We had that Saturday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then I think my highlight was Father's Day, to be honest.
Hey.
We bought Little Man an ATV because he outgrew the battery ones. So we have him on a real ATV now.
Oh, so okay. Wait. Well, we got the vroom vroom now for
like
real.
Yes. So we actually, I was like teaching him how to drive. And we rolled it this weekend.
Thank goodness he is
learning how to drive at this age, because I don't want to know how he's going to drive a car. So.
Oh my gosh! What you mean? He rolled it. Just say casually he rolled it this weekend.
We were down in the lower part of the land just riding along, and I was letting him steer, and I got the throttle turned up a little bit, you know, because
yeah.
I got to go fast.
You know, you got to go vroom.
Yeah, I let him do it, you know. It was all game.
And
all
cranked
of a sudden, we hit a straightaway, and he said, all right, psych, left-hand turn.
Oh.
The ATV went left. Dad went right. And luckily, Dad had the kill switch on his wrist because
nice.
He killed the machine, and little man got the handlebars to the chest a little bit.
Jeez.
So next investment is a chest guard, but
mm-hmm.
he'll be all right. He's all good. He learned his lesson
plate.
On how not to go fast.
Right, right. You go vroom, you might go boom. You got to be careful, baby boy.
You know how
right?
moms yeah. listening are horrified right now? Moms everywhere are like, my kid's never riding an ATV ever.
hey, lesson
Get
learned.
Over it. You got to learn your lesson. Listen, man.
Lesson learned.
One way or another.
Like, how old is he? 3?
What?
Are you crazy?
He's 3 going on 4.
You're out of your mind.
He's a grown man. Let him learn how to
he's
drive in peace.
Hell no, I'm not not putting my 3-year-old on.
Yeah.
I was just about to ask Ryan what he's doing with the old electric one. What's the word? How much you want for it?
We blew the motors out of it.
Oh, dang.
Are you guys done with your dumb ideas yet? Let me say something.
No, dads do dumb. That's our brand.
Dads do dumb all the way, man.
What the hell? Let me say something.
Go big, go home.
Shut up.
What's up? What's up?
You're triggering my parenting anger in me right now.
Boys.
Listen up, boys. You put a 3-year-old on an ATV.
What's wrong with that?
You fell off the ATV and crashed, and you're like, he'll be fine, though. What the hell?
I don't see what's wrong.
Oh, my God, your wife is a saint. I would freak out. I would throw the ATV in the river, and I would never let you go on it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Erin grew up on ATVs. She ain't worried about it.
Well, then Erin can go ride with the 3-year-old and crash, too. You guys are giving me anxiety. Like, what is wrong with you two right now?
Happy Monday.
Happy Father's Day.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so people write into the show. They want to know what they should do. DZ, you give your advice. We didn't say it's good advice. We just said it's advice.
Nope, you can send it to us, slide into the DMs, whatever. I just like hearing about people's stuff and then talking about it, right? Why not?
Absolutely. So what's today's problem?
Today, Wayne wrote in. Wayne hit us up. What's the word, Wayne?
Does Wayne talk like that's Wayne?
Wayne. That's Wayne.
Not Wayne. Wayne.
Wayne. That's how Wayne talk. If you watch The Proud Family, you might be rolling right now. But either way, irrelevant. Wayne wants to know how to get back at a scammer. So he said, hey, Allie and DZ, there was a scammer who stole $200 from my girlfriend's mom. She was buying a dryer for her mom from someone online. She sent the money for part of the dryer and then was ghosted immediately. I reached out to attempt to get the money back, and all I got was getting threatened a bunch of times. How can I expose him and get my money back get the money back that they lost?
Wayne. So wait, Wayne gave somebody $200?
No, so
The girlfriend's mom.
The girlfriend's mom sounds like she gave somebody $200. So technically, it's not even Wayne's problem, but it's the girlfriend's mom, and it's $200. So now, as I'm sure the good man that Wayne is, he's saying, I'm trying to get this money back.
Yeah, right.
But
good luck.
I'm only getting threatened. I mean,
who the hell did you give $200 to? See, I'm like, hey, why are you giving money to strangers?
101, that's a learned lesson. Why are you sending money? Even if it was, say, half the money for whatever dryer, washer, no, dryer.
If I bought something online, I still wouldn't give you half the money until I saw it and had it. There's no way.
I mean, the only time you pay ahead is when you're buying something from a reputable resource.
Online,
right?
A card or something.
Right, yeah, right. From a dot com,
that
dog.
You can trace.
Yes. Exactly. You get a shipping code and everything, not just sending somebody guap on Marketplace or on OfferUp or whatever, app that you might use to buy, sell, or trade, right?
So what's the solution for Wayne? He wants to know how he can expose the guy and get the money back.
I mean, if you did it online, I got a solution, but it's only going to be half the work, bro.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, I don't know if you're getting the money back, but to expose him.
You're not getting the money back. Let's be real, DZ. Nobody's getting the money back.
Nope. Screenshot. And sharing it on social media, just putting it out there, maybe sharing it to the local authorities. That sounds weird to say, but
yeah. But if you got scammed, snitch, man. Can't you report it if you got scammed?
Technically, if you got enough, if you got sufficient information, I would assume that you could literally hand it off to the authorities, right? Make a report. I actually don't know, because I would say, man, take that L. $200. Yeah, it's not a small amount, but you're gonna be all right. And if somebody's threatening you, bro, what are you gonna take that threat?
I'm actually with you on the L because I would be so embarrassed that I'd send somebody money.
What if
money, that I didn't know?
What if money is tight though, and those $200 then, really?
Why
come
did
on.
You send money to somebody you didn't know? I feel like you could
say you needed to secure the dryer. It was imperative, right? You needed. Yours has been broken for like a year, and then you finally get one, find it, you got it, and boom, they take your money.
Lesson learned. I'm with you. Lesson learned.
Right?
You lost $200. Lesson learned is don't ever send somebody money
at all,
especially people that you don't know.
That feels like
a scam. Do not send them money.
It sounds like they don't have enough experience buying things online.
Yeah.
Right? Or buying things from like somebody, because they're like, oh yeah, sure, of course I'll send you half the money.
This is like when you get scammed for the first time and then you learn your lesson, you don't do it again, hopefully. So I'm with you. I'm like, take the L. As far as someone someone's threatening me, I'm like, okay. Right? Now I'm really messing with somebody crazy.
I mean, but how would you get the money back? Has anybody got a suggestion?
No, you're not going to get cash back.
Sure?
Yes, unless you send it to a business where you can prove you paid them.
If it's traceable, couldn't you report it as fraud?
You could report it to the website you bought it from.
See, now my gears are turning. Hold on, man. Maybe gears are turning out here, G.
You can report them. You're not going to get the money back.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Report them like you said originally and report them to the website or wherever. We are giving away a ticket a minute starting at 8 o'clock. You want to go to Summerfest? A ticket every minute.
Coming up. I don't know how we're going to actually do that, but it's going to make sense when we do it.
It's going to be easy.
Just wait.
And we're going to have a lot of winners. Ticket a minute starting at 8 a.m. for Summerfest this morning.
We're going to be talking to people in between the music so we could keep it
just
on time?
Be here for a ticket a minute at 8 o'clock.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to know the logistics.
Don't need to.
Fine.
Callie, my friend, who asked me the same question on Friday.
My bad. Fine.
Just
I just want to know.
At 8 o'clock for the ticket a minute, baby. Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Wayne wants to know how to get back at a scammer. His girlfriend's mom sent $200 for a dryer to someone online. That was part of the money. And then she got ghosted. And now the person is threatening him a bunch because he reached out and can't get the money back.
I mean, he's trying to be a good guy. And we trying to help Wayne out. So
he wants to know how he can expose the man and get the money back that they lost. Amanda and Racine said she has been through this before, so I am very curious to hear what she has to say. Amanda!
Turn down for one! Happy Monday!
Happy Monday!
Always a ball of energy, Amanda.
That's
what do you think? What happened to you?
Right, I was going to say, first tell us, and then tell us how you got your money back.
The first time I ever used a money order, and I'll never do it again. I thought it was, cool, just send money. No. So I actually tried getting a dog online through a website, and I thought it was reliable. I ended up losing $500.
You're not the first person I know who's lost money to buy a dog online. That's why you don't adopt, don't shop, baby. But anyway, that sucks.
Or just do your research. That's what I need to do.
That part
actually
too.
Go over there and actually do your research. I did not do a very good job.
So you lost $500, never got it back.
Yeah. No, I tried calling the money order place. They couldn't do it. I did do a couple of reviews though online.
Okay.
So I did a couple bad reviews for that place. So
Okay.
I'm hoping that did something.
Right. Exactly.
I made sure people knew, do not go on that website.
Right. So your advice would be to put a bad review if you could even find this person.
Yeah. And then do a little bit better research, maybe. Just make sure, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah, be smart. Don't be like, yay, send money. Oh, wow.
Right. Whoa, that's so convenient. Of course I'll send you money. That saves me a trip to the bank. Right. Oh, of course. I just Venmo you. Oh, yeah.
I can just go to Walmart. Oh, wow.
Any Walmart, you say?
Never send money to someone you don't know. I feel like this is like online basics 101. Unless it's a business and you're putting your card in that it can be traced, you know?
Or if it's Amazon. If it's Amazon, I think you're okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's like reputable.
Verified sellers, right? Verified sellers.
There's all kinds of businesses you could buy stuff from. Just, I mean, not a random person you're sending cash to is my advice.
I bought things from apps. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I've literally, what was OfferUp? I used to use OfferUp, find some stuff like, sell some stuff. Ooh, yeah, easy, nice. Look at that. There's ways to verify and just make sure you ain't getting scammed. They preach that kind of safety. And it's like, if your girlfriend's mom is
foolish. It's a lesson learned. That's what I'm saying. It's you take the L and you learn you did something stupid by sending money to somebody and you never do it again.
Oof, yeah, 500. I learned my lesson.
I was going to say 200 and 500. I tried a little harder. Amanda, we appreciate it.
Everybody. Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Exactly. You too. Bye.
All right. Day four,
it's
actually.
Day four. Put some respect on them.
Rochelle is in Kenosha. She has been trying to get her own theme song. Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning.
What do you think Wayne should do? How can he expose the scammer and get the money back that they lost?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you guys said, I would say post him all over social media. If he's local, a lot of people are going to probably know him. But they're just going to have to take the L on the money. Mm-hmm. It's a loss.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Agreed. That sucks, but right.
You can't trace it. It's cash. You're screwed.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because imagine if it's Venmo, Rochelle, what if you could report the Venmo as scam?
You can, but it's There's no way it is. Wouldn't we have known that?
Right.
How are these people sending money?
I just got my fingers crossed somebody got some for him.
You're out of your mind. This guy got scammed.
Like, I'm not out of my mind. I'm hoping. Don't call me crazy. You're crazy.
Rochelle, thanks for calling. DZ's crazy.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Day five. Bye.
All right. Jaleesa, also on day four, which means two of these ladies could be getting a theme song tomorrow if they get through again.
They're racing.
Jaleesa, good morning.
Woo-hoo, good morning.
Hey, Jaleesa, talk to us.
What does Wayne do?
I think the best thing he should do is just, you know, take the L, and it's a lesson learned, and just try to repay his mother-in-law the $200 as he can. I feel so bad for him, but there's nothing really to do.
Right. It's a lost cause. It's over.
This is a lesson learned in my mind.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be like a Debbie Downer about the situation. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, man, I'm sorry, big dog, but you got to chalk it up. But in situations like this, think about this. You got your health. They're okay. Yeah. Nobody was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. You're out $200, but in the grand scheme of life, we spend $200 in a very short amount of time like nothing. Yeah. So that $200 being gone, you will recoup at one point or another.
They want justice. Yeah. Like, everybody always wants justice. No, but it's for
okay,
real.
Batman.
It's really, that's what bugs everybody about this story. There's no justice. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's what it is, DZ.
But and then why are we all saying take the L?
Because you're not going to get it, is my point. That's right. What they're searching for, is that this guy pays and the justice is served, but there is going to be no justice here. That's my point.
Right. This ain't the superhero story, man.
You're going to have to deal with the fact that the problem will not get solved.
You ain't no vigilante, what you saying.
But you're right. Look at the positive of all the good things you have.
Dang. I hate that we all said take the L. I was so hopeful for us.
We all know what they did was stupid. Come on.
Right?
Yeah. Don't
right.
send cash to somebody you don't know
facts.
For something you don't have.
Facts, not facts.
Right?
Yeah. No, yes, 100%. Yeah. I got no argument, dog.
Okay.
You're right.
That's all.
Jaleesa, tomorrow, day five, all right?
Boom. Yeah, all
have
right.
a good
I got
day.
You guys.
Bye.
All right, so don't forget, 8 o'clock this morning, we're starting a ticket a minute for Summerfest. You got to be here to win. It's on. 103.7, Kiss FM.
Wepa.
Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com. Studios, a ticket a minute is happening at 8 o'clock this morning, Summerfest.
Ooh, just make that grimace face because we just racking tickets out. Just imagine us just pew, 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 pew. You get a ticket, you get a ticket, you get a ticket.
It's going to be like that starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Summerfest kicks off this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait. And we are hooking you up a ticket a minute.
Well, it's only right we do this today.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's only right. I mean, it is Juneteenth.
Uh-huh. It is Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, Allie.
Happy Juneteenth, DZ. Which, now that it's a national holiday, shouldn't our company be recognizing
why are we here?
We should have the day off.
Why am I working right now?
And is it okay?
Bye, bye. Nope, I'm done. Bye, bye, bye.
DZ, you can't leave. I need you. Come back.
Bye.
But you can have off Thursday and Friday.
I bet.
For a trade.
You're such a goof.
He's already taken off Thursday and Friday, so.
No.
Yeah, but today's Juneteenth, and now it's a holiday, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and obviously mm-hmm. the parade's going on. Our sister station, Hot 105.7, across the way. Promise GA going to be in the parade, mm-hmm. slanging them things.
Where's
people
the parade?
Are going to be tossing out T-shirts. It's going to be going down MLK. Mm-hmm. It ends up on MLK in Locust. Where mm-hmm. do they start up at? I want to say they start up north, like further up north. What is it? Where is it? The parade is going to start over on 14th and Atkinson.
Okay,
and then 14th and Atkinson, and then it goes all the way down to MLK and Locust where it ends up. That's where all the tents are going to be, all the food's going to be. But that's where it's going to be cracking. But right now the parade's going 9 to 11, I believe.
A.M.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's early.
It's an early parade. It's an all-day celebration,
they gotta
baby.
They got to do it on Monday,
It's an all-day celebration.
Well, in Juneteenth, let's talk about this, the emancipation of enslaved African-Americans. Americans, talking mm-hmm. about what the end of slavery, we like to call it, right?
The actual end, because it was the last freed slaves, it was like 1865, Galveston, Texas, mm-hmm. bro. When they pulled up and went, no, y'all don't got to do this no more.
Like, hello?
You guys can come with us, come on.
That's right, they didn't even know they didn't have to be slaves anymore. The whole thing is crazy. Like, you know what's crazy? Trying to talk to my children about this, mm-hmm. like, really, when they ask questions sometimes of how ridiculous slavery delivery is. You know, you're trying to like explain it to these kids and you're wondering how human beings actually took this in to begin with.
Explaining
you know I mean?
Freedom to a child yeah. is the craziest thing when like, all they know is freedom.
When they're like, they have questions about slavery. I'm like, I don't even know how this became the case. Like, I don't even know why this people were this awful.
I don't know how we got
like,
here, baby.
I don't even know why people would do this to people. Right. Like, you're trying to explain that to kids and you realize how ridiculous the whole thing is. Mm-hmm. You know, and how did America do this? So, and look, Juneteenth is important.
It is. It obviously. Is. I mean, and now it's, I want to say like 2 years. There's a 2021. You mm-hmm. could, y'all know I'm not good at math or numbers, so if mm-hmm. my math is wrong, but when it was taken into effect, Biden signed it up into official mm-hmm. federalhood, if you will. That's probably mm-hmm. not a real word. But.
Federalhood. What's the hood of the federal?
But
federalhood.
But now it's recognized as a national holiday, man. Yeah. So okay. there's plenty of banks that are closed, businesses. I mean, if you want, obviously people are saying, encouraging mm-hmm. you to take the day and observe whatever you feel is mm-hmm. necessary. But the parade's lit and it starts in no time.
All right.
Already probably going, honestly.
Juneteenth happening today, officially a national holiday, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here. But we're here to tell you about it.
That's right.
And we'll give you Summerfest tickets at 8 o'clock.
To celebrate.
To celebrate, because that's all we got for you. Am I the Jerk? Involves someone next who wants to know if they're a jerk for asking someone who just got out of the hospital to help them with something.
What? Hey, your leg okay? Can you help me move this couch? What?
Just wait.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, Dan wrote into the show today.
Dan, man.
He wants to know if his lawyer...
Oh, we got lawyers involved.
If he's a jerk for asking his lawyer, who just got out of the hospital, what's up with his speeding ticket?
What?
He wants to know if he's the jerk for asking his lawyer... What's going on with the case he's helping him with? Okay, listen to what Dan wrote in.
I don't even want to. No, I'm listening.
He said, Allie and DZ, I got a speeding ticket a couple of months ago that I didn't agree with, so I reached out to a friend that is a lawyer, and he said he'd be happy to help me fight the ticket. So I let him do his thing, but then he ended up in the hospital with meningitis.
What?
He was in the hospital for a week, but he's out now, and he's okay, recovering. When I heard he was out of the hospital, I asked my wife if I could call him and ask what's up with my speeding ticket. My wife said, give it a minute. He's recovering. But I want to know. And he's out of the hospital. He's my lawyer, technically. She said, I'm a jerk. So am I a jerk for asking my lawyer, who just got out of the hospital, what's going on with my case that he's working for me?
I mean, you trying to stay out of jail or what? I mean, woo. He said,
hey,
how's that brain swelling doing? You able to think a little bit? You back on your computer at all? You checking your messages or anything?
Which seems so insensitive, but at the same time, if the lawyer's out, it isn't the lawyer. You have a case you're waiting on. The lawyer's out of the hospital. Isn't it? Aren't you allowed to?
Wouldn't somebody be handling the lawyer's cases while he was out with a brain swelling disease?
I don't know, man.
Or illness, I should say. Excuse me.
Ask Dan.
Whoa.
Dan wants to know if he's the jerk for asking his lawyer, who just got out of the hospital, what's going on with his speeding ticket case.
I mean, I can appreciate the boldness. Because
after someone's sick do we go back and go, yo, but I need you. I hired you for something, right? How long?
It depends on what the speeding ticket entails. Is he worried about losing his license? Is he worried about jail time? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. what kind of offense is this? Because if you need a lawyer, clearly you got something big enough going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm trying to think about it from Dan's point of view, okay?
You can just wait it a week, Dan. Wait another week. Let the guy recover. You got to go and sit the second he gets out of the hospital and asks what's up with your case.
Your lawyer's laid up and you're over here worried about your case. Man's fighting for his life with brain swelling and you said, hey, okay. Dog, what about that case though?
Picture,
you gonna be in court for me?
Picture any other scenario where you hired someone. Think about this. Someone's working on your house mm-hmm. and they get meningitis. So obviously you're like, oh my God, you're in the hospital, right? Yeah. But then they get out and you're like, yo, but what's up
but
with my
good?
Work?
You coming through though?
Put it in any other scenario where someone's helping you.
This did. Okay, so
right? Right?
Oh, you just turned my head,
see?
Bro. Because this happened to me when I was managing the shop, right?
Yeah.
We had to get a plumber in, and I was waiting. The plumber didn't hit us up. Mm-hmm. And then I reached out, and I was like, hey, everything good?
Yeah.
Like, what's up? We had this appointment. And he was like, man, I've been in the hospital for a week. I said, whoa.
And then you went, but wow. Yo, when you coming, didn't you?
That's crazy. I hope you're good. Let us know when you're good to come
See?
Through.
See? Look
I
at you.
I feel so bad now.
No.
I didn't even think about it.
Well, maybe Dan's not the jerk according to DZ's logic. Look at
maybe
that.
Dan's not the jerk because he's focused on himself. And you can't blame somebody for being that self-involved and going, I get that you were in the hospital,
but
you're not in the hospital no more, right?
When's my work going to get done?
All right.
DZ, I love that you're covering your face in shame when you realize what you just said.
I'm rolling the dice. He's not the jerk. I'm rolling it. Oh! I did it. He's not the jerk. I'm in.
Dan's a
I'm
total in. Jerk, but
He's
I love
not.
That I convinced you.
I'm in. He's done. How you going?
Well, it's not my fault. You've done this to somebody
you
before.
You just matadored me into a wall, dog. Listen. You said, ole.
And Dan followed up with Dan. DZ Daniel, his first name.
Hey, don't put my gum in like that.
Followed Dan, the guy who wrote it. Look
and
at
I
you.
It wasn't me. I didn't write it in either. Me. It wasn't me.
414-533-1037. Is Dan a jerk for asking his lawyer who just got out of the hospital, what's going on with my speeding ticket case? He wants to know. His wife says you're a jerk.
Sticking to it. He's not the jerk.
Dan's like, he's out of the hospital.
Oh,
I need
my
to know
gosh.
What's going on. Oh, I can't wait to hear people's take
I gotta
on
calm
this one.
Down. Hold
this
on.
This is a real one, everybody. Not making these up, okay? Oh, Dan. Take your calls and your texts next. And by the way, don't forget a ticket a minute starting at 8 a.m. this morning for Summerfest. The winning happening soon. All right, we got a ticket a minute to Summerfest. A ticket a minute. You're
alert.
Be winning.
Alert. Alert.
This is a big alert. We're doing this starting at 8 a.m. on the dot. We will be giving away Summerfest tickets like crazy because it kicks off this week.
Did somebody say crazy? Oh, yeah, we're going crazy.
We're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up after Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Dan wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's the jerk for asking his lawyer, who just got out of the hospital, what's going on with my speeding ticket case?
And it's not me, because my lawyer's not in the hospital, nor has he been.
Uh-uh. But this guy, his lawyer had meningitis, was in the hospital for a week. He's out now.
That's tough.
He said, I want to call him. My wife said, chill out. He just got out of the hospital.
I mean, and if you don't know what meningitis is, it's brain swelling. It's an infectious brain swelling illness.
Mm-hmm. Lizzie is in Milwaukee this morning. Lizzie, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. Is Dan the jerk for asking his lawyer who just got out of the hospital, what's up with the speeding ticket case?
Kick it off for us. What do you say?
He's definitely a jerk. I think the reason he's such a jerk is not only is that his lawyer, but he said that was his friend first who happened to be a lawyer.
Ooh, that part. Good point.
And now, instead of being worried about his friend and how he's doing after the hospital, the only thing he cares about is how his ticket is doing.
Right.
Like, that's your friend first, not just your lawyer. If you didn't know him before, okay, maybe. But
or,
no, that's your friend.
Lizzie, do we spin it and go, but it's your friend, so you can call him
so
and ask
could,
him anything you want.
So it doesn't matter.
If it was a lawyer I didn't know, I'd be like, I'll let him be. But my friend, I'd be like, yo, punk, how you feeling? How's
clearly
my,
you're fine.
Is my speeding
What's
ticket
up with
ready?
My ticket? That's when you know it's the real homie, right?
How good of friends are they?
Lizzie, right?
Brain swelling.
It's a fit, right? But that's one where it's like, even the homie, I might be like, hey, you just let me know when you're good. Hey, I could do 30 days in jail, that's it, all right? But you come get me after your brain's unswollen, bro. 30 days tops, all right?
She's right, though. Lizzie says jerk because it's his friend, and he's like, yo, what about my ticket?
That's such a good point, right? And he just went straight for the ticket. Unless he checked, but we don't know. Unless he checked in first,
the
but we don't know.
The wife said he's a jerk for a reason.
Right.
Lizzie.
Oh, Lizzie, thank you for starting it off for
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right. Pull up Tanya in Kenosha because she's always got an interesting perspective on Am I the Jerk? Got her theme song from calling in 5 days in a row, maybe. Oh, there we go. Whew, I was worried. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Is Dan a jerk for asking his lawyer who just got out of the hospital, what's up with my case?
So I'm going to go not the jerk for asking, but how he asked totally matters. It's his friend, so he should definitely be asking how he's doing. And maybe if there's a contact person, he handed his case off to.
There you go. Yep, that's what I was thinking too.
But I do have one other question. You know how sometimes we do things for our friends without pay? If he's not paying this lawyer friend, then he's the big jerk.
If it's the pro bono,
he better be paying this friend, because I agree. Then that would really be messed up,
right?
You just got out of the hospital. Where's my ticket? Unbelievable. Okay, Tanya says jerk.
Right.
Without
a
doubt.
Not a jerk.
Oh, not a jerk.
Tanya
I'm sorry.
Not the jerk.
Tanya said not a jerk.
As long as he's asking who he gave his case to and how he's doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
It's got stipulations, okay? There's contingencies to this not a jerk, okay?
I told you Tanya would come through with it. All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Lizzie said jerk. Tanya said not a jerk. Let's let Lisa in Sheboygan be our big tiebreaker today. Lisa! Good morning.
Good morning. Don't put that pressure on me.
Pressure's on.
Did I not say off the air, Lisa always feels bad about other people's points of view?
You did.
Don't feel bad.
Nope. Just say what you trust, girl.
Say what you think.
I mean,
it
depends on who it's about, because I'm not that nice.
Touche. Okay.
Fair. Lisa, is Dan a jerk for asking his lawyer who just got out of the hospital what's up with his speeding ticket case?
Forget your brain.
Yes,
how's my bail?
He's a jerk. Yes.
Yes?
He's a jerk.
Oh!
Yes. And here's why I say it, because I guarantee I would bet money that he is not paying his lawyer friend to help him out. Because in the letter that you read, it was like, my lawyer friend was going to help me out.
Right.
He didn't hire him.
Right.
So I guarantee this dude, because I don't know about you, but if my friend came to me and I had that job, I'd be like, let me just help you out. I'm not going to accept payment from my good friend.
True. At least not the not the full going, right?
Right.
Well, right. Like, let's go out for some beers or whatever.
Right, exactly.
I guarantee he's not being paid a lawyer fee, so you're just doing it as a favor. So now you're the jerk. He's not in the hospital for a bee sting. Like, this is a serious situation.
This was for real.
He had meningitis. He was in the hospital with a serious issue.
Okay, so you break an arm, break a leg, right?
Yeah.
You could work, quote unquote, work.
A ticket a minute, Summerfest coming up at 8 o'clock. 11 minutes away, we start this.
ASAP.
You want to be here for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to tell you about my date on Friday night. I just realized sometimes Owen and Hudson listen to me on the Alexa at home. They go, Alexa, play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee. And they listen to us in the morning. I didn't know they were doing that.
They don't go, Alexa, turn on mommy.
I wish. Alexa's like, huh?
You could preset. You could probably preset it. But no, they listen in the morning. And now they're on vacation.
And now
so they really can listen in the morning.
So I hope they're not listening to the Alexa right now, because I want to tell you about my date. I got to turn that thing off when we come to work.
Hey, boys, cut the Alexa off. Focus on tech.
Friday night, I went on a date, and I hadn't been on one in a minute.
Okay. I see you out there going to new places, or going to doing new things with new people.
I'm trying.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to figure it out, because I'm trying to figure out a date with. Talk to me. Spill the tea.
Well, right now I'm talking, I started swiping again,
mm-hmm.
now that I'm single again, or
That's
was
right.
always single, maybe,
you, right,
who cares?
He was never wifed up.
I was never wifed up, but ready to get back out there, right?
Right.
And met this guy, and he had asked if I wanted to go out on Friday, like a week earlier, and I said, actually, I am free on that Friday.
What you trying to do?
So he said, let's go out. So I met him for a drink at the Outsider, which is the rooftop of the Journeyman Hotel downtown, mm-hmm. which is such a great patio.
It is a very nice rooftop.
But it's always packed, and it's first come, first served.
Oh, right.
So if you get there, we met at 8 for a drink.
Oh, that's decent.
On Friday, though, it was already every
Already?
Scene, every
Already?
It was sunset and it was beautiful.
Gee, well, you got to think that it's the rooftop of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are staying there are going to naturally gravitate up because it's a beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. I'd be forgetting that every time.
You started happy hour at 5, let's mm-hmm. say, if you work downtown. At 8, you're still there because it's beautiful
of
and
course,
you're on the patio.
Naturally.
You
ain't trying to go home yet.
Well, I met him. He was I got there. He was tall. He was taller than me.
Dang.
So I was like, okay.
Bonus points.
I'm 6 feet tall, people.
Right.
He was taller than me. He was good looking.
Was he better looking than you two?
No, he was not.
There you go.
He was good looking and he was nice. And he has one kid. And so we had that in common. And
word.
He's a plumber, which he, fine. But I was bored.
I was going to say, I don't want to be bogus and I don't want to cut you off. But you sound like you struggling to find things that were interesting about this interaction.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
There's not much to tell. Like, nice guy, but we each had it. He bought me a drink. I said, let me buy you a drink. And then I looked at him and I go, yeah, I'm going to go because I got to work tomorrow, which I had to work at 1 o'clock for an hour. Like, I was like really pushing my excuses, but I was bored. I wanted to be at home watching Netflix.
Really?
And that was all. And that's what I did. I went home and I put on sweatpants and I watched Netflix.
You was more interested in going to Netflix and chill alone.
Yeah, I didn't. If he had been like, we'd had some connection or it had gone great, that would have been great, but it just didn't go anywhere.
So what was it? Was it maybe the conversation or was it just the overall interaction? Was it just the vibe you got from it? What made you go, "And this ain't it?"
Because
what you guys, I'm assuming you guys talked about kids. Did y'all talk about work or anything? Life?
This happened again with me. This always happens on dates where I stop asking questions to challenge them. And it just becomes silent. And I can't work with that. Like, I finally at one point thought, does he even know? Like, he has to know what I do for a living. He hasn't asked me one question about my job or what I do. Like, I'm just going to assume he knows and he's not asking because it's weird to not ask.
Well, he's listening on the Odyssey app.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, at this rate, who knows?
Who the hell knows?
Right.
Didn't ask me anything about Mike, just didn't ask me anything.
Didn't ask you about kids.
Nothing.
Didn't ask you about life. Didn't ask you about work. You can't just assume. And if it's a first date, the first time you're ever meeting somebody, that's a dry conversation if you're not asking nobody about nothing.
And men don't care about details. So if you don't care, now you really don't care. Ugh. Now I'm bored. And then finally.
Well, caring and not paying attention are two different things.
The other thing that I found interesting, and I don't know what you'll think of this, is we were standing there because there were no seats. So we're standing on the patio.
Right, because it's packed.
It's packed. And these girls come over to take a picture because of the beautiful Milwaukee background
little
sunset.
Skyline, yep.
And they're really loud. There's like 8 of them. And he made this face and I go, what? And he's like, it's just, they're really loud. And like, they're, and I thought, so I looked at him. I said, are you having sensory overload right now? And he goes, yeah. And I thought, yeah, I ain't the one for you, bro.
Ooh.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, if he's irritated by the 8 girls behind him making too much noise on a patio on a Friday night,
he's going to be a problem.
He's not my vibe.
It's going to be a problem. Y'all ain't going to get along.
I got two very loud, rambunctious boys.
I thought you was going to say friends.
No. Well, that too.
Those two.
So that was the final, like, this guy is boring.
He ain't it. Right. It was kind of the nail in the coffin when he went, oh my gosh, it's loud on a Friday night.
He was bugged by the women having fun next to him. That was a...
You know it's Friday night and we're on a rooftop patio in Milwaukee.
Like, hello.
Milwaukee summers at that. Buddy.
So,
buddy.
Nice guy.
Man, we should have just gone bowling. Jeez, you a wet blanket.
We could have gone bowling. Yeah, right, actually. Nice guy. Tall, cute, but... I don't think he was my vibe.
I'm sorry to call you a wet blanket if you're listening, my boy, but you just wasn't it. Huh?
I need a more outgoing dude. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Knowing you, for sure.
I need someone who's social and likes to go out, and this guy was not it.
I mean, he just... Really, though. Really. So it just...
That's it.
Thank you. Next.
Somebody said, are you ever worried these dates will hear you talking about them on the radio? I don't give a damn. And if they do, they do. I've said this before.
Right. You 10 toes with it. Like, it is what it is.
If they don't like it, don't date me. Somebody said, what happened to Jim Poppy? I already told that story.
Yeah,
he's
next.
Gone.
Bye.
And that's that. And that's that.
That is that. That is that, ain't it?
I don't remember what day we talked about it. If you want to go back and listen, good luck. I don't remember. But we closed that chapter.
Hey,
a while
it's summer,
ago.
Girl. We ain't worried about it.
It's summer. And hello. And we
okay.
It's funny you said that because we have Summerfest tickets coming up next.
Speaking of,
we're going to give away a ticket a minute to Summerfest. It's going to be good stuff. Don't go anywhere. Starting in 5 minutes, a ticket a minute.
Go ahead, boom.
Hit it. Play a good summer song. After LFO, Summerfest tickets coming at you. Summer is here.
You feel it?
I feel it. Do you feel it?
I do feel it. Yup.
Summerfest kicking off on Thursday. I will be there and I cannot wait.
You lucky, man.
You should come.
I can't.
Why not?
I ain't going to be here.
Oh, yeah. You're leaving town.
I got a wedding that day.
That's all right. I got this. I'll be at Summerfest.
You hold it down for us.
All weekend I'll be there. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for it to kick off on Thursday. But we are giving away a ticket every minute for the next 60 minutes. Are you ready for this?
Nope.
It is 8 o'clock on the dot. You know what? I'm not ready either.
I ain't got my running shoes on, man.
We have no intern.
I got to go to the gym later. I'm going to be tired by the time we get there.
No producer, but we got this, DZ.
We got this. Hands are sweating already and ain't got nothing to do with mom's spaghetti.
Woo! I'm going to take, and I may be insane for this, for the first winner, because okay. we're giving away a ticket every minute.
Okay.
So the first person's going to get a 4-pack during this song. I'm going to take caller 55 because it's their 55th anniversary. I'm not doing that for every winner, but I'll do it now.
Okay, I was going to say, but I can't count that high every time.
I can't do 55 every time. The first winner will be caller 55.
Okay.
414-533-1037. The first winner, caller 55, 4 tickets, and then we will start all over and do it all over again. A ticket a minute going on from 8 to 9 this morning for 60 minutes straight. I'm tired. Wait.
Ready, set, go.
Go! 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios giving away a ticket a minute for Summerfest every single minute in the 8 o'clock hour.
I feel like we already ran out of time. Why am I talking so fast? Let's hurry up and get a ticket.
Pull up Jen from Elkhorn. Jen, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys.
Congratulations, Jen. You're color 55.
Hey,
you're going to Summerfest.
Woo!
You are going. It kicks off Thursday night. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you. What's your favorite thing about Summerfest?
Well, of course, the live music and especially all the country artists.
Hey, there we go.
Girl.
She's a country girl.
A country.
There we go.
Nice. Well, Jen, we're going to have to put you on hold because we're going to be very busy. Don't go anywhere. I'll get your info. You ready to do it again?
Let's do it again.
Okay. A ticket a minute for another 4-pack coming at you right now. Caller number 25.
Okay, bet.
Let's make it easier. You're going to Summerfest. 414-533-1037. We got a ticket a minute Woo! To Summerfest. 8 to 9 this morning. Jen from Elkhorn just won. Now we're taking another winner. Caller 25. Pull up Eric in Pewaukee this morning.
What up, Eric?
Eric.
Good morning.
How we doing?
What are you up to?
I'm doing great. Actually, heading to work.
Hey, got a big work day coming up,
what's,
huh?
What's work?
You know, it's a Monday.
You shouldn't be at work today, dog. It's Juneteenth. What?
We're making your Monday better, though, because we're giving you Summerfest.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go.
Eric, we got four-pack for you because Summerfest kicks off this Thursday, the 55th anniversary, and you and three friends are going whenever you want, Eric.
That right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You already got it planned out? Do you know who you want to see, or are you just going to wing it because it's Summerfest and you can do what you want?
Well, some friends and I are actually talking about going July 1st.
Perfect.
So I'm not quite sure who to see, but that's the day right now.
Well,
you got 4 tickets coming your way.
Ava Max will be there on July 1st. I know that much.
That's right.
July 1st, that's a Saturday. You're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
Nice. Eric.
All right, man. Hold on, brother.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Let's go. Whoa, let's get hectic. We're aggressively giving you Summerfest tickets.
Yeah. Okay. So that was Eric in Pewaukee. Let's do it again. 4 more tickets now because we're doing a ticket a minute. So hit Miley Cyrus. Caller number 25 again. And I'll take because I can only do so much.
We got to catch our breath.
We got this.
Let's take it a minute.
We're doing it for Summerfest. 414-533-1037. 4-pack going to caller 25 right now. Giving away a ticket a minute here at KISS FM in honor of Summerfest, the 55th anniversary, kicking off Thursday.
That part.
I love Summerfest.
It's already coming this week. Summerfest is now.
It's here.
Not next week.
It's here.
It's now week. This week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got Ann in Milwaukee on the phone. Ann, good morning.
Hey, Ann.
Good morning. Hello.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing.
I think she said doing good, but she cut out for a minute. Ann.
Said, do we lose her? No.
Where are you going this morning? You in your car?
Yeah, I'm going to work.
Work.
Well, Ann, you are caller 25. We've got a 4-pack of tickets.
Hey, sweeten up this Monday. Woo! Let's go.
Woo, amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. That's what I'm talking about.
You got a favorite thing about Summerfest you're looking forward to?
I'm a big foodie, so I'm all about trying all the different foods. And then obviously the music. Hopefully I can see the Avid Brothers this week.
Nice.
Bad. That'd be perfect. The perfect setup right there. Start Summerfest off strong. And plus, you got to walk it off after you eat. If you a foodie, you know exactly. You got to walk it off.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Well, Ann, you are going. Hold on. We'll get your info. Don't move, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Jen in Elkhorn, Eric in Pewaukee, Ann in Milwaukee. We got to keep going.
Who's next?
What?
Go, go, go.
Another 4-pack coming at you to Summerfest right now. Caller 25, 414-533-1037. We'll check in after the commercials, and then we're going to keep giving more away. So don't move. We might even stop in the middle of the commercials. We might even stop in the middle.
You know what? Just keep calling. Yeah. Just keep calling.
Exactly. What did I say? We're going to stop during the commercials and pull up our winner because we can.
Yo!
It's A ticket a minute. We're giving away 60 Summerfest tickets between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning because it kicks off on Thursday, baby.
Oh, we getting crazy, woo! Huh?
Caller 25, Haley is in Milwaukee this morning. Haley!
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
You're our winner!
Hey, let's go! Thank we got you. The train rolling. You want it. We got 4 pack of tickets to Summerfest coming your way.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Sounds good.
You ready, Haley?
Yep, very ready.
Good.
Very ready.
All right, girl, you hold on. We're going to get your info. Okay. I can't talk to you much because we got to get another winner.
Got to keep going. Sorry. Yep. Hold on, Haley.
Haley, hold up. Let's right now do, since it is the 55th anniversary, I'll get crazy one more time and take caller 55 during this next song.
Oh, my gosh.
We can do it. A 4-pack. 414-533-1037. You're going to Summerfest. Caller 55. Let's go. All right. We're on a roll this morning. Allie and DZ, 103.7 KISS FM, giving away a ticket a minute to Summerfest right now.
Can't stop, won't stop. And I don't want to stop.
I don't either because Jamie's on the phone in Milwaukee, so pull her up. Let's go, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hey.
What are you up to this morning?
Getting my son from football camp and going to work.
Nice. Ah. Ooh, football camp.
Boom.
Tis the season.
All right.
Yeah. Well, tell him to get him chopping. he'll know what it means.
I don't know what that means, but.
Quarterback.
Oh, no. He's well protected. Mm. Got to keep that arm safe. You know.
He's the quarterback. Jamie, you're going to Summerfest.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo. Yes, opening day to see 3-6 Mafia.
Big flex. Oh, that's the best way to use them tickets, I guarantee it.
Well, I'll see you there on Thursday because I'll be there too. What's up?
Y'all pulling up to 3-6 Mafia?
Why not?
Dang it. Oh, I might miss a wedding. I want to see 3-6 Mafia.
DZ, you can't leave town.
Oops, can't go no more.
All right, we'll give away a ticket a minute. That means you have a 4-pack of tickets now, Jamie, because there were 4 minutes in that song. So congratulations and hold on.
Thanks.
All right.
I'll see you at 3-6 Mafia. For real, though.
Yeah, you better take a lot of pictures for me, please.
I will.
Please.
I will. I'll send you pictures while you're not at Summerfest with me.
All right.
We got to keep going because we're giving away a ticket a minute from 8 to 9 this morning. Caller number 25, you're next. How about that? 414-533-1037. You're going to Summerfest and we're going to keep doing this until all the tickets are gone. We still have a lot left. Only halfway there, if even.
I'm not sweating. You're sweating.
Oh, here we go. Giving away a ticket a minute right now on KISS FM. Summerfest kicking off Thursday. Got to give you your tickets, though. Got to do this. Jen has won in Elkhorn. Eric in Pewaukee. Ann in Milwaukee. Haley in Milwaukee. Jamie in Milwaukee.
Who's next?
We have Iris in West Allis.
Hey, Iris. Woo!
Hey, Iris.
Hi.
Oh, snap. We got our next winner on the line.
Did you think you were going to get in and win Summerfest tickets today? Seriously?
Absolutely not.
Boom.
I'm a teacher, so I can never call in. So now that it's summer, I was like, I'm going to do it.
Today's the day, and it was. Iris, boom. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you and 3 of your friends are going to Summerfest. Whatever day you choose, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, perfect way for a teacher to kick off summer.
Absolutely. And thanks for taking care of them kids.
I know.
You bleep them kids sometimes.
Because we wasn't going to do it. No. Stop it.
You darn right about that. Iris, hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so let's keep going because we're giving away a ticket a minute, and we're not stopping right now. Caller number 15.
Oh, snap. Going low.
Going low for Ed Sheeran. It's a 3-minute song. We'll get crazy here, but you're going to get a 4-pack.
Oh, you're getting real crazy.
414-533-1037. Caller 15, you're going to Summerfest. Look at that.
We too busy for that. Well,
if you were listening to the show on Friday, I complained about being the receptionist, and now there's somebody at the door, so I've turned away from the door.
We are entirely too busy for that because we're giving somebody Summerfest tickets.
Thank you. If you know, you know. A ticket a minute here on the show. Pull up Leticia in Waukesha.
Hey, Letty.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today? What you up to?
I just got back from my run. I'm a full botanist, and I'm back.
She got back from a run?
You didn't have to flex on us like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more than I did today.
She said, a quick 20-mile run. No big deal.
I ran to the coffee machine this morning in the kitchen. That's about it.
I ran to the bathroom. Right? That's about it.
Leticia, you're going to Summerfest.
Yeah, Weba!
We're going to
I love it.
A ticket a minute. We're giving you a 4-pack right now, Leticia. Congratulations.
Oh my God. This is exciting.
It is. Man,
she got a workout in and now she's got some winning in. Matter of fact, you done for the rest of the day. You accomplished, Leticia.
And it kicks off this Thursday. So you can go this weekend, next weekend, the next weekend.
Whenever you feel like it.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Hold on the line for us. Yes. We got to get your info, okay? We got to keep giving these tickets out.
Yeah, we're busy. Hold on, Leticia. We'll be back, okay? The next one is up. Let's go. Caller number 25, 414-533-1037. We're giving away a ticket a minute to Summerfest because it kicks off on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Caller 25, you're going to Summerfest.
Give you a 4-pack, too. What the heck? Why not? Kiss FM. Good luck. You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need it. You got this. Happy Summerfesting.
Woo!
I was getting Leticia's information. We already got to go again. Let's go.
It's time. We got too many tickets to give away.
Ooh, Summerfest, a ticket a minute from 8 to 9 this morning because it kicks off this week on Thursday, the 55th anniversary. Pull up. We got Tesla in Milwaukee this
morning. We got a car on the line?
Hi.
Good morning, Tesla. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I mean, we out here kind of busy giving some tickets. What are you up to this morning?
Mm-hmm. Back to work after a week off.
Oh,
back to the grind.
I'm a billing specialist.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Well, you got to call people. Don't you call me.
Right. I was going to say, oh, man. Well, let's start it off on this beautiful Monday the right way because your next caller, you going to Summerfest. You got a 4-pack of tickets.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You do have a 4-pack. You're the latest one, and we got to keep moving. So just, can you just hold on for me, Tesla? We're busy.
Okay.
It's hectic around these parts. Appreciate you, Tesla. Hold on.
Wow.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Caller number. We got a long song.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You're looking at. Oh my God.
55-414-533-1037. I'm getting crazy. Caller 55 in the 55th anniversary of Summerfest. You're going to Summerfest. We're hooking you up next. Ticket a minute.
Caller 55.
Kiss FM.
Oh, we getting crazy around here.
Woo! My Lord, I'm still talking to Tesla with our last winner. 103.7 Kiss FM giving away a ticket a minute for Summerfest between 8 and 9. 60 tickets we're giving away right now. Miranda's in Brookfield. Let's pull her up. Because so far we've had Jen in Elkhorn, Eric in Pewaukee, Ann in Milwaukee, Haley in Milwaukee, Jamie in Milwaukee, Iris in West Dallas, Leticia in Waukesha, Tesla in Milwaukee, and Miranda's in Brookfield.
And now Miranda. Hey, Miranda. Let's go.
Hello.
I need a second. Can I breathe first?
Take a sip of coffee. Breathe. I got you. Miranda, what you up to this morning? What you doing
I'm
today?
I'm out of coffee.
I just got to work.
Okay.
It doesn't work, but I've been calling nonstop, like DZ said earlier.
Yes.
And I finally got in.
Woo! It pays off, I'm telling you. Let's go, Miranda. You're going to Summerfest.
Mm-hmm. This Thursday, the 55th anniversary, which is why you got to be caller 55 this morning, Miranda.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
All right, you have a 4-pack. You know what? We're not done. Hold on, Miranda. We'll get your info. Don't go anywhere. Let's do it all over again, DZ.
We can't stop. We won't stop.
The number is 414-533-1037. During commercials, we're going to take caller number 30.
Oh, okay. Responsibly crazy.
30, because 30. And then we may stop in the middle of commercials and take another caller. Just don't go anywhere. Trust me. Caller 30.
Like we said, keep calling.
A ticket a minute. We're doing it. Summerfest, it's going down. Kiss. All right, we're giving away a ticket a minute on the show because Summerfest kicks off on Thursday. Pull up Travis in Kenosha right now. Finally a man. Hello, Travis.
Hello.
Hey, Travis, what's good?
You're going to Summerfest, Travis. You're calling number 30.
Boom! That's what I'm talking about.
That's awesome. I've called you guys like 150 times.
Oh, so needless to say, you're trying to go to Summerfest.
You're free now.
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, look. Ooh, what? Now you got a 4-pack.
Travis, how old are you?
I'm 28.
And you've 28. Never been? Your parents never took you to Summerfest?
Are you from the area, though?
Rude.
You from the area, Travis? Were you born out here?
I was born in Kenosha.
Okay, see, so relatively.
He's from the area.
He's
There's
enough.
No excuse.
There's a first for everything, a first for everybody, and Travis. You can't say first no more because you about to burst that first, and you Woo! Go into Summerfest, baby.
Boom.
Awesome. Let's Thank go. You.
And you got 4 tickets, which means you can bring 3 friends with you, so congratulations.
Or go 4 days all by yourself. You do what you want.
That's true, actually. Hold on, Travis. We got to keep going.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll get your info. Don't move. Caller number, we'll do 30 again. You're going to Summerfest. 414-533-1037. A ticket a minute. Let's go. We'll do it again. Yikes. We're running out of time, but we have more tickets, so we're not stopping.
You going to Summerfest?
We can't even stop it at 9 o'clock because we still have more. So Blair is in Tosa this morning giving away a ticket a minute to Summerfest, kicking off on Thursday.
Oh, the ball's been rolling, y'all. Woo! We like 10 deep now by at this point, probably more.
Blair, good morning.
Hey, Blair.
Good morning.
How do you feel about the fact that you're going to Summerfest?
Wepa! Yeah!
So excited.
What are you most excited for?
I'm really excited to see Lord Huron on June 29th with my boyfriend.
Nice. Very nice. Well, you got the tickets.
And you can bring two more people with you because you got a 4-pack. How about that?
Mm.
I will scoop two more people up.
That's what I'm talking about. Or split it up. Y'all could do two different date nights.
That's true.
Find
too.
A different act you want to go see on a different night. Blair, you got options. All Listen, right. You got a 4-pack of tickets coming your way. Hold on for us, okay?
Yeah, we're going to keep it moving, though, because it's 8:59, but we still have more Summerfest tickets, so we're not stopping until all of these are gone. We're giving away a ticket a minute. Let's keep going. Caller number 25. You're going to Summerfest next. 414-533-1037. Be like Miranda in Brookfield, Haley in Milwaukee, Jamie in Milwaukee, Leticia in Waukesha, Tesla in Milwaukee. Now Blair in Tosa, you could be next. Oh my. We got to give these tickets away. A ticket a minute because Summerfest kicks off on Thursday.
Ooh.
And I will be there. Let's go to Angie in Milwaukee. Angie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Angie. I thought you were my little sister for a second. I was like, I don't know if you can win, Angie.
Angie, your sister cannot win.
Hey, we kiss family, though.
This Angie can win, though.
Yeah.
You're going to Summerfest.
Yeah, let's go. Boom.
Angie, you got 4 tickets to get into Summerfest. You can go this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after that, whenever you want to go, you and 3 friends, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hold on the line for us, okay?
I want to keep talking to you, but we got to go because
we
got more
could.
Tickets.
I got questions. Who you want to see? But I'm like, oh, okay, we just go get you the tickets. The important part, the tickets.
We gotta go. All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on, Angie. Don't hang up, though, because I need your info.
Right.
Another winner. We have how many left here? Oh, my goodness. We have been giving these away. A ticket a minute for Summerfest, and we still... Okay, let's do... Oh, my goodness, so many. Let's do caller number... We'll take 2 winners right now.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Can we do that?
We have to, because the tickets just keep coming.
Okay,
like, we're not
okay,
done.
We go. We're doing it. We're doing what we want
we
today.
We're supposed to be done by 9. We're not done. Caller number... 25 and 26.
Ooh, back to back.
That?
Winning twins.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be going to Summerfest. You're both going to get a 4-pack. And then we're going to do it all over again. I'm still not done.
2 callers. Where are you at, though?
414-533-1037. 25 and 26. You're going to Summerfest. A ticket a minute here at Kiss FM. My hands are sweating, too. The list is long of people that have won so far. And we were supposed to be done at 9. We still have tickets. We're still giving them away.
Good. I'm glad we're not done. I want to keep giving tickets out. What's up? I want more people to get more chances.
Me, too. Sean is in Racine this morning on 4. Sean, good morning.
Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
Well, Sean, we're very busy, so let me just get to the point. Your caller, 25.
Hey, woo! Let's go.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Summerfest is kicking off this Thursday. We're giving away a ticket a minute, and you've got a 4-pack now.
Great. Take the whole family.
Exactly, man. Get everybody fed. Get everybody fun. Mm-hmm. In the sun or lakeside. Boy, the little breeze. Yes.
I've taken my kids for the first time this year. I mean, I could have taken them other years, but they've been to the Summerfest grounds, but they haven't actually experienced it.
Summerfest.
My kids haven't either, so this is awesome.
Nice. Well, the playground, they redid that thing. It is amazing at the summer. The playground is
money. Little splash zone. The kids zone is nice. You're right.
So
kids zone is nice. They do it well at Summerfest, and now the family's going to find out.
Okay, Sean, hold on, though, please, because we got to go to our next winner, who is Kyle.
All right, hold on, Sean.
Hold on, Sean. Kyle is in Tosa, because we have so many tickets, I'm doing 2 winners at a time.
Double up. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's the word, man? What you up to? Just winning today or what?
Just winning, man. Just had a great Father's Day weekend.
Oh, nice.
Just pulled into work. I figured I'd give it a try, and thanks.
Boom.
Thank you, guys.
Paid off. That's what I'm talking about.
Happy Father's Day, Kyle. You're going to Summerfest. Put him on hold as well.
We're
going
to get y'all to work and get y'all going.
Because we got to get your info. But we are not done. We still have more. More. Oh, my goodness.
More? There's more. Yup.
A ticket a minute we're giving away for Summerfest. Oh, my goodness. It's already 9:10. We said we were going to be done. Okay, so let's take caller number...
Breathe.
30.
Oof.
Caller 30, you're going to Summerfest. Another 4-pack of tickets.
Another one.
414-533-1037. A ticket a minute to Summerfest, which kicks off this Thursday. Good luck, Kiss FM. A ticket a minute here at Kiss FM.
Did we lose our minds? Maybe.
We sure did, but that's okay. Let's pull up Abby and Waukesha, not to be confused with our regular Abby and Waukesha. Different Abby.
They're neighbors, though.
They are, ironically. Abby, good morning.
Hey, Abby.
Good morning. Hi.
We are giving away a ticket a minute for Summerfest because it is kicking off this Thursday, and you are caller 30.
Hey! Hey, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to Summerfest. Let's go. I mean, how do you not get excited when you live in the area and you got an opportunity to do something this big? You can't take it for granted. You got to enjoy it, and you got a 4-pack.
Exactly. Thank you.
So let's wrap this up here. We've got Jen and Elkhorn, Eric in Pewaukee. This is everybody that's won a Summerfest ticket from since 8 o'clock this morning. Anne in Milwaukee, Haley in Milwaukee, Jamie in Milwaukee, Iris in West Dallas, Leticia in Waukesha, Tesla in Milwaukee, Travis in Kenosha, Blair in Tulsa, Angie in Milwaukee, Sean in Racine, Kyle in Tulsa, and Abby and Waukesha!
Let's go!
Yay. And I might have forgotten Miranda and Brookfield, but she won too. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted from giving away Summerfest tickets.
That was a lot, but it was a good a lot.
Mm-hmm. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studio. Summerfest kicking off this Thursday. We just gave away a ticket a minute.
Mm-hmm.
60 tickets are gone already.
Wow.
We might do it again. You never know, so don't go anywhere.
Fingers crossed we do it again, because that, as hectic as it was, that was fun, man. That was fun.
I love seeing all the people whose day got made because they won Summerfest tickets this morning. So you never know. Could happen again. All right. Coming up next for Am I the Jerk? This guy wrote into the show, wants to know if he's the jerk because he needs something done and his lawyer just got out of the hospital. He wants to know if it's rude to ask the lawyer to help him.
I want more details.
We'll tell you next. Kiss FM.